Auxiliary's View by Patricia Hale, BVAA reporter and past national president. This issue's Auxiliary's View displays the logo image of the BVA Auxiliary, BVAA, in the far right of the right-hand column. The circular image can be described as a white letter A inside a dark star in the center of the image. There's a border around the image. Within the border are the words BVA Auxiliary at the top and 1977 at the bottom, the year that BVAA was formed. Scroll-like objects are located at both the top and bottom of the image, but the scroll at the top of the image is considerably larger than the bottom one. There is no caption or description. The column reads as follows: Caregiving versus Independence. We in the BVA Auxiliary, BVAA, are caregivers for the blind and often for multiple needs. Do we know when we have, quote, crossed the line of don't do for others what they can do for themselves? It's a fine line, and one that is different for each person. That line can be seen from different perspectives. To maximize one's independence is a goal for everyone. It's difficult to achieve for many reasons, including health, safety, economics, and the unknown. No one knows what level of independence is possible until the person makes the attempt. Caregivers must first give blind persons the opportunity to try to achieve their own level of independence. As caregivers, we encourage them. VIST coordinators, blind rehabilitation outpatient specialists, and blind rehabilitation center staff can help identify tools and skills of accommodation. Personal health and safety are always the primary concern, but if we do not encourage independence, we are promoting dependence of the blind on ourselves as caregivers. Age makes a difference in independence and caregiving, but wait, it also makes a big difference in the economics and need. The older people are when they become blind, the more opportunity they have had in their lives. They have had their careers, raised their families, and hopefully planned for retirement. A person who has become injured while in the military or otherwise, in the prime of life, has not had the same opportunity to achieve these life goals as hoped. The veteran whose sight is aggravated substantially or lost during military service frequently also loses a spouse within about 2 years after coming home. Blindness was not in the bargain. Contrarily, age-related blind persons who have been married for years usually have caregivers they can hang on to for some time. So we all have adjustments to make. They are: 1. Utilize the resources available. 2. Open and encourage doors of opportunity. 3. Gently push the blind person toward independence. 4. Listen to their needs and frustrations. 5. Stay strong and be ready to adjust and be compassionate. And 6. Be lovingly firm. A short story. We went shopping some months ago. My husband made an order and planned to pay for it and then pick it up when it was ready. I stayed long enough to make sure any reading and filling in of blanks was done and told the clerk he would finish. I left to complete the rest of my list. As I finished, my husband called saying that the clerk wanted to wait until I returned. His feeling of independence was totally shot down. I was furious. I paid for the order and left without saying anything. What began as an encouragement of independence ended up devastating to a great man's dignity. What was a setback for him was also a setback for me.